Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Good morning and you're very welcome to the programme. Today, why your Christmas shopping bill could be 20% more expensive than last year. We're going to look ahead to tonight's big presidential debate. The mother of a young boy who was diagnosed with a brain tumour 2 years ago tells us about his treatment and his bright future ahead. Donald Trump and FIFA clash over the president's threat to move World Cup matches from US cities he says are unsafe, and barn brack and bobbing for apples. We're going to hear from a master baker and a food historian about our unique Irish Halloween traditions. You can get in touch with us this morning if you've any traditions of your own that you'd like to tell us about. 0870 32 32 32, or if you've noticed the grocery price spiking over the last few weeks in the lead up, as it now is, into Christmas, text us on 51551 or email todaycb@rte.ie. And it's to those prices we go to first, because we know that grocery prices continue to rise. Supermarket inflation is running at its highest level since December 2023. It comes as concerns are now on Christmas, with some predicting consumers will be paying 20% more for the festive staples compared to last year, because data from World Panel shows that shoppers are increasingly relying on promotions to offset rising costs. Now, our reporter Maura Fay has been asking people who are doing their grocery shop in RD in County Louth this morning if they've noticed the cost of it going up.
I have noticed them going up, all right, yeah. Prices going up on various things in the supermarkets.
Are you using more vouchers or looking out for promotions?
I suppose our generation, we'd probably be always been cautious with spending on groceries, I suppose you're probably not buying as many luxuries as you would in the past anyway.
I suppose you're just trying to plan more so than anything else. You're trying to kind of think about the weeks ahead and not to kind of look at each week a little bit more clearly than you did the last. I suppose just kind of plan for Christmas, try to make sure it's enough for each week.
Is it a struggle?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose a struggle just to kind of make sure that you are planning correctly and putting away enough money for each week and seeing the prices are rising each week, so yeah.
Yeah, I do look to the freezer more often. I do have before I go out shopping, rather than stockpiling items, I do say, well, I have a few pork chops there now, I'll use them this week.
It would be a bit, yeah, but not too much. I know there's now a lot of stuff in there that's supposed to be a discount shop. It's got an awful lot there now in the last year or year and a half.
Is it changing how you're spending? Are you watching out for a lot more promotions and stuff like that?
Not really, no, because it's just the two of us and we wouldn't be spending that much, so it wouldn't really impact us that way. Just the price is going up, that's the thing.
Every week, yeah. Every week, yeah.
Is it changing how you shop?
I suppose the vouchers that all the shops use, you know, you tend to shop around and use up them Dunnes, Super Value, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. They're definitely going up.
Are you changing how you shop? Are you looking out for more promotions, that kind of thing?
Not really, no. No, not really. I'm still getting the same things, it's just costing more money.
Yeah, I think it's impacting everybody, so, yeah, which is a disgrace. But it's not just a national issue, I think it's a worldwide issue. So, yeah, I think the governments need to do something about it.
How do you find it impacting on your spending? Are you looking for more promotions, more offers?
Yes, definitely. And I use the vouchers you have every week or every 2 weeks with Super Value or Dunnes Stores or whoever you're shopping with. So that's helping a lot.
Are you worried about the cost of Christmas?
A little bit, yeah, because I have two small kids, 7 and 4, so and asking for a lot. But I'll just have to choose wisely, I suppose.
Choose wisely. That's our reporter Maura Fay speaking to people who are out shopping in RD in County Louth this morning. Now, we have a number of people to hear from on this. First, Donal O'Donovan, Group Business Editor with the Irish Independent. So, Donal, we know that grocery prices are going up, but they've started to climb now at their fastest rate in almost 2 years. Will you just take us through the figures where they stand at the moment?
I suppose the striking thing is that price acceleration. So Worldpanel, who track the price of groceries in Ireland every month, they track a huge kind of 30,000 products every month, and they're saying that basically in the run up to the start of October, the 5th of October, prices are up 6.5% in the previous 12 weeks. They had been up 6.3%. So I mean, it's not that we weren't experiencing grocery inflation. A lot of it is food, is cross groceries, but that pace is now starting to accelerate. And it's interesting if you kind of compare that to the CSO data, which is, you know, inflation data, the official inflation data that shows, so I suppose, a better picture of where in particular those prices are rising. So you're seeing really kind of really, really strong price rises in meat, particularly beef, but across meat, dairy, chocolate, which I think could be an issue for Christmas. World chocolate prices are up about three times what they were at the start of 2023. It's not across the entire grocery sector. It's quite focused, but it is. But it is those kind of key items, if you like, that are for a weekly shop, and particularly this time of the year.
But there's other factors at play here. I mean, the fact that there's no energy credits, there's no double child benefit, it just means that people are going to feel this much more this year.
That's huge. I mean, if you take me as a case study, we have four children. So last year we got double child benefits twice in November and in December. A huge amount of money. Each of those are €560. Plus we got the energy credits. So there's €125 before Christmas and €125 after Christmas. Now, there's a very strong argument that it was bonkers giving kind of, you know, 1,300, almost €1,400 to a household that was doing very well. And it's not particularly under pressure when there could have been better use made with that money. But at the same time, we won't have that this year, and that'll be true across the country. Any household that has children would be way down in terms of their income, just as these much, much higher grocery bills hit them into Halloween and particularly into Christmas.
Yeah, and so that's why we see from this research today, this is according to the people who did the research, they're saying that people this is World Panel, seeking out promotional offers, and that spending on promotional offers has increased by 21.9% or 145 million. So people are looking for the deals, understandably.
Understandably, yeah, and shopping around, I think, for cheaper cuts of meat and things like that as well, which can be, you know, that can be challenging too, because it can take longer to cook, it can be harder to cook, you have to change your habits. And ultimately, when you're doing that, right, so when you're sort of, you're opting for the cheaper cheese or the cheaper meat, or buying fewer things, and God knows, probably a lot of us could buy fewer things, but that is effectively what you're doing is reducing your lifestyle. So your standard of living is declining when that's happening.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And let's move to James Stokes now, excuse me, who's owner of Freeway Poultry in Limerick. And James, we wanted to talk to you because that's a fairly staggering figure, that the costs around Christmas time could go up by 20%. And of course, the turkey is in that basket of shopping, isn't it? And you've got the threat of avian flu, rising production costs as well. Will turkeys be going up in price this Christmas?
Definitely. Thanks, Claire, for having us on. Turkeys will definitely be up in price this year, because not only do we have all the rising costs like other businesses, such as energy, and obviously there's a huge shortage of labour at the moment, especially when, you know, poultry is hard work. There's much easier jobs out there. So anybody that's going to work in an industry like that that's hard going has to be well looked after. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to poultry supply is very tight all over Europe. Especially parent stock, which is really restricting the supply of the old chicks throughout Europe.
So you're finding it hard to get the chicks in the first place, is it?
Yeah, definitely. And look, we're lucky that we've good relationships built up with suppliers. But it's more a case of that when you have an order placed, your order will be cut back by 10 or 20%, depending on where you're getting it and how tight supply is. Especially then with turkeys, because everybody, especially for the Christmas market, everyone wants their birds in a short period to get them in within the month of June, July, have them in and have them ready for Christmas. Like, we saw a huge cost increase this year of almost double, just on the price of the day-old chicks alone.
So how much are they now? Or were they when you were getting them in the summer?
Well, we got quotes this year for, it varies on the breed and the size of the turkeys and a load of other things. But one breed in particular would have been 480 last year and was over €9, and €9.25 in this year.
So that's a doubling of the price.
Yeah.
So is that going to be reflected then in the end price?
Definitely, well, that couple of euros there will have to be added on. And then also the fact that if your order was cut back 20%, something is going to have to cover that then too, because you've the same, almost the same labour and the same expenses in rearing the flock as you would have if you had 10%.
Mm. But you have then, you're saying this year, 10 to 20% less stock than you had last year.
Yeah, that's right.
And the threat of avian flu then, how important is that, or what impact is that having?
Well, the avian flu would be, I suppose, to me, that would be the cause of a lot of this supply issues then with the parent stock throughout Europe, which is what's having the knock-on effect all the way down along the line. And this was the worst part about the avian flu, is that even if you are extremely vigilant, extra careful with biosecurity, you still hear these horror stories from several farmers that we would deal with. You'd hear these horror stories of guys who are running very good sites, extremely clean, doing everything to the book, and they still pick up the avian flu because they can come in from lorries delivering, lorries collecting, and even though everyone's disinfecting and doing their best, yeah. It's just... And so people are more aware of that too since COVID. They see how these viruses travel and how easy it is to pick them up and spread them.
But then you see, I suppose, even if it doesn't come near you, you have the impact in terms of the reduced availability of the stock and the price of that stock. So it's already having an impact.
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
And can I ask you... Sorry, go on.
We sell a lot of birds, Claire, too. No, we don't just rear our own. We sell a lot of birds on. So when we are short 10 or 20%, it's not just our own flock that's short. A lot of producers that we buy off us will be short too.
Okay, so you're selling on then and they're being finished somewhere else.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
And the cost of grain then, is that playing into rising costs too?
Well, feed costs went up dramatically, I suppose, 18 or 24 months ago. And they've kind of remained steady enough since. They haven't gone up much in recent times. I suppose with the shortage of demand, maybe prices have come up a little bit to offset the cost of the feed. Feed definitely is, no, it's not. It has, it's a big cost, but it hasn't risen much in the last 12 months.
Now, you produce other poultry as well, isn't that right? Not just turkey. So yeah. Is it having an impact across the board? Are the prices going up with chickens as well?
Yeah, so you have the same supply issues from parent stock for chickens and for chickens as well. Yeah, you have the exact same issue from all the parent stocks in Europe are much lower than it used to be. It'll take a couple of years for those to get back up to where they were. So that's then having a knock-on effect all the way down along the line to the final birds are laying the eggs in the domestic market.
So would you say to people who will be heading out to buy a turkey in the coming months, you can expect that turkey to be a good bit more expensive than it was last year?
Yeah, you're definitely going to see an increase. How much? I'm not 100% sure yet, but it will be up probably nearly 10% on last year.
All right, James, thank you very much. James Stokes there from Freeway Poultry in Limerick. I'm also joined on the line by Siobhan Nigaravi, who's Managing Director of Saintola Cheese. Good morning, Siobhan.
Good morning, Claire. Thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome, and it's great to have you. Now, December, I'd say, is a very busy time for you, firstly, is it?
December is when we have our biggest sales in the year. The month of December is vital to a small business like ours. Because if we don't have a good December, it's very hard to carry and pay the wages and everything through the quieter months of January, February and March. So December, we're bracing ourselves now for a very busy December, hopefully.
And in terms of prices, when you see this, that we could be paying 20% across the board for the Christmas shop, does that surprise you, given what you're seeing in your own business?
No, it doesn't. But I think we need to be very careful when we bat around big figures like that. 20% is quite a big rise. I'm first and foremost a mother myself and do the weekly shopping here in my own house. So I'm very aware of rising costs. But I think, as one of the ladies said there in the Vox Pop earlier, I think it's a matter of the consumer and the shopper spending smartly and spending wisely. From now on up to Christmas, so that we can all still have a very enjoyable Christmas with our families. I mean, as a small business owner, I do see costs increasing the whole time in my own business. But I too like have to balance my business books, and I have to balance my family books. So we just need to be smart and wise how we spend.
So tell me where you've seen the biggest rises in costs then, Siobhan, when it comes to the business.
In my own business, the biggest rises have been agri-contractors in the last 2 years have increased 28%. Feedstuffs, as James said there, increased 15%. Insurance costs, because of the limited options of insurance we have here in Ireland, has increased by nearly 9% for my business. And wage costs have increased nearly 10% and will rise again in January with the new legislation that has been brought in the last budget. And I think it is very much about, we're talking here about the consumer and households and their family spending. And I think it's all very much dependent on government decisions that have been made, not just affecting each and every one of us in our own households, but also small businesses. Mm-hmm. And they need to listen to what the people are saying and what small businesses are saying. And they need to listen to small organisations like ISMAE, who represent small businesses, because costs are going up. It can't be a matter of the businesses then passing on all these costs to their consumers, because we are in business because of the great customers we've had over the last 26 years. And we can't keep on passing on our increasing costs. And having been in business for the last 26 years, we've gone through it all, between the downturn of the Celtic Tiger, between COVID, between the invasion of Ukraine, now the cost of living. We think first and foremost about our customers. So that's why we're asking consumers to think wisely and think smartly, and they will still have an enjoyable Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And are you planning on putting your prices up now ahead of this busy season, or are you going to try and power through?
No, I'm going to power through. The last time we increased our prices was in June 24. We would always give a lot of notification to our customers before we increase our prices. We're definitely not going to do it this side of Christmas. We have, we have invested hugely in photovoltaic panels in our farm and in our cheese house to reduce our electricity costs. I have such a fabulous team of 8 employees working full time for me. They are great and so dedicated, and I always give that extra because they are so dedicated, which you have in small business like ours. And it wouldn't be fair on the customer. What I do ask the customer and the consumer to do is to look out and to support small businesses like ours. Mm-hmm. Because big businesses, the money goes out of your community. In Ireland, we are great at supporting our own local communities, our local GAAs, our local clubs. And when you support a local business, you are bringing money, you're keeping the money in your economy, in your local economy, to benefit your mum, your dad, your neighbour, and small shops and small businesses. And we do get good support, and we get great support around Christmas time when people are treating themselves.
Yes.
And I think one of the ways...
But people are, yes. Aren't people very savvy though now, Siobhan? Because, you know, we have to be when you go into the supermarket, when your butter is heading for over a fiver, you know, for a packet of butter. You have to get smart about how you shop.
You're smart. Yeah, you have to be very smart and think about it. I mean, discretionary shopping should be cut out, this, as I would say. But we have an issue here in Ireland that we have we waste 162 kilos per person, per head of population in Ireland, food waste here in Ireland, and every year. And this is 30 kilos more than average in Europe. So I think, I mean, as the lady said there earlier, she looks in her fridge and she looks in her freezer before she goes out to shop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very strict on this. Maybe it's the age I am. But, you know, food waste, I just pointed out the whole time to my children. I have 2 teenagers who would eat you out of house and home.
Yeah.
So you just food waste, and you need to think smart about how you use your food. So when you roast your lovely turkey or your chicken or whatever, what you can do with the bones that are left over to make a lovely broth, to make a lovely soup. I think we need to cut down on our waste, and if we cut down on our waste, then we have extra food, and we have more money to spend on food. And also, processed food is way more costly than, you know, buying natural healthy food. So,
you say that, Siobhan, but I have a message here in front of me from a single mother in Care, mm-hmm. and she says, I'm cutting back more and more with every week on fresh food and veg and meat, and I'm substituting them with cheaper food. It's so depressing. This has been going on for 2 years and the prices keep going up.
Cheap. I wonder what is the cheaper food, because there is nothing as cheap as buying fresh veg.
Well,
and
you know yourself now, when you go into the supermarket, the, you know, buy one, get one free. They're always on processed foods, aren't they? They're always on crisps or, you know, cakes or baked things or chocolate.
Yes,
the cheaper stuff is always processed.
They are, and it is very good marketing by the supermarkets. I see it myself, and I fall by the wayside myself, end up buying something I shouldn't buy. But there's also great value to be got in fruit and vegetables. I mean, there are offers if you are shopping in a supermarket. There's great offers there as well. You can buy 3 for 10 or 3 for 12 or whatever. And it's just, I think, you know, as a household, we need to think how we can enjoy food. We can still buy food. And then it's very important that we buy healthy food, because I think sometimes we forget we are what we eat. And unless we're buying healthy food and we spend money on other items that don't affect us from a health point of view. And I think the last thing we should save, and I totally understand, I have two single mothers as siblings, sisters myself, and you have to be very careful. And I think shops, large shops in particular, are very good at fooling people into thinking they're saving money. I made this mistake myself. But you really need to think about what you buy.
Yes.
And I think in thinking about what you buy going into Christmas, I think you will still have a very enjoyable Christmas.
Yeah, you're not
with
saving
your family
money
and friends
if you're buying more. Siobhan, thanks so much.
No,
great to have you with us. Siobhan Ní Gharbhí there from St. Tola Cheese. And Dara McCullough is with us as well, farmer, broadcaster and columnist. Well, there was plenty of food for thought there, Dara, from Siobhan.
Absolutely.
But listen, we are seeing these price rises. You know, we have seen them for a long time when it comes to meat and to dairy. And just looking at these figures today, there is no end in sight to this food inflation.
Yeah, I think your three contributors so far have touched on a lot of the key points. And to me, there's four overarching issues here. Costs are up worldwide, whether it's labour, you know, Siobhan talked about her agri-contractors to her insurance, wages. You know, the cost of everything since the invasion in Ukraine and since COVID are higher. And that's filtering through the system the whole time. James mentioned that farming is tough. You know, the average age in farming is 60. There's less and less farmers out there. They're producing less and less because the subsidy regime in Europe is encouraging them to extensify, move to a more extensive system of production rather than intensify. And that's driven by the environmental pressures that farming is under. And then, of course, James also mentioned avian flu, and, you know, diseases are moving around the world. Blue tongue is the other big issue in continental Europe and in the UK, and that's depressing meat supply, and that's why we're seeing beef prices at record highs. And all you need, Claire, is, you know, everything is so finely balanced in the modern economy. You know, all you need is a 1 or 2% shortage, which creates these spikes in mm-hmm. prices, crazy spikes. And, you know, we're the global economy and, you know, a butterfly flaps its wings in China or somewhere else, and we feel the ripple effects on the other side of the world because we're all so interconnected. So, yes, you're right. There is no, this is the way of the world. Prices are increasing and I can't see it changing anytime soon. And, of course, you know, Siobhan was making the case there for shopping smarter and buying fresh food.
Yeah.
But of course, people are time poor, aren't they? And they're adults, and they're, you know, they've a million and one things going through their head. When they're in the supermarket, they may not have had time to check all the presses and their fridges, and they know that they should be doing that. And they may not have time to make the huge big soup with all the fresh ingredients. So they reach for the handy convenience options. And they, in my opinion, are always going to be more expensive. And that's just a function of modern life.
But Dara, a few people, you know, thought when we saw that there was a bit of a price war around milk, or that prices were coming down mm-hmm. in milk over the last few days, that maybe that would spark something off, that we might see prices coming down across the board. Mm-hmm. Now, what's your theory on that?
Yeah, I mean, so the first thing is milk price or beef price or grain price, all these big ticket commodities, they're international commodities, and it's a bit like oil. They're set by world markets. So the Irish farmer and the Irish consumer have zero impact on what the baseline price is. So the Irish dairy farmer, for example, is supplying milk into the co-op. The co-op pays him whatever or her whatever the global market price is. What farmers have been told at the moment is that, you know, milk prices have come off a historical peak last year. They're about 10 or 15% lower this year. Milk prices going to hold reasonably steady for the next 6 months for the foreseeable future. Beef is the other big ticket item out there, certainly in Irish agriculture. And Irish beef farmers have gone through a great year for beef. But, you know, let's get a bit of perspective on this. Beef farming has been terribly unprofitable in Ireland for as many years as I've been reporting, 20, 30 years. that they were well overdue a good year in terms of profitability. That price, again, has been set by world markets. What's the world market going to do? Well, the analysts predict that beef price is going to hold at the current record high level, so about €8 a kilo for the farmer, €7.58 a kilo into next year. Why is that? It's because of those overarching trends I talked about at the start, Claire. There's disease in Europe, which is depressing supply. Farmers are producing less in Europe because environmental restrictions and the aging profile of farmers.
Yes.
And the profitability, that core profitability, means that there's not a big queue of people lined up to get into farming.
Yeah. OK, well, look, many factors at play, but the warning is there that we are going to see higher prices in our grocery shopping coming up to Christmas. Dara McCullough, thank you very much. We heard from Siobhan Ní Gharbhí earlier, and plenty of messages coming in for Siobhan, people saying that she's a rock of sense, and we'll come to some of those a bit later. Now, though, we're going to hear about JD Vance heading to Israel as the Gaza ceasefire talks continue. And later, Barm Brack and Bobbing for Apples. We're going to hear from a master baker and a food historian about our unique Irish Halloween traditions.